This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for parents to monitor what public schools are teaching their children and also what the schools are not teaching. If you want your children to grow up to be patriotic citizens, they must be taught American history as it really happened, not as the liberals wish it had happened. It's become pretty clear that the liberals would like to wipe out our religious heritage and pretend we've always been a very secular nation. Today's schools seem to be more concerned with teaching our kids a philosophy of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and feminism. One way to teach the truth about our heritage and dispel false myths is to take a trip to Washington, D.C., and read the many religious inscriptions that are engraved in stone on our famous monuments. Another way is to honor our nation's birthday today, the 4th of July, by reading and rereading the Declaration of Independence. As you read the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July, reflect on the fact that it is America's great religious document, the official affirmation by the American people of their belief and faith in God. The Declaration affirms God's existence as a self-evident truth that requires no further discussion or debate. The nation created by the Great Declaration is God's country. The rights it defines are God-given. The actions of its signers were God-inspired. Many of the men who signed the Declaration paid for their courage with their lives and fortunes, and that's why we are able to enjoy our freedom and independence today. The Declaration contains 5 references to God: God as supreme lawmaker, God as creator of all men, God as the source of all rights, God as the world's supreme judge, and God as our protector on whom we can rely.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders would equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the very hot suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. There you will see the names of every single guest that I've had on the program since October 2010, as well as links to their websites. Another site that I suggest you visit is spingolaspeaks.info, which one of our listeners created. It's a wonderful site, and I really appreciate his efforts. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. If anyone wants the official version of history and current events, if they want to have some talking head tell them what to think, then he or she may listen to the controlled mainstream media. If someone wants to hear an alternative view of history and current events in order to decide for himself or herself about what to think or believe, then he or she will listen to the alternative media, which is for astute people who can distinguish the difference. Disinformation is deliberate, subtle, insidious propaganda integrated with a portion of the truth, while misinformation, not deliberate, demonstrates ignorance or selective bias. Even supposedly smart people, yet who are intellectually lazy, often disseminate historical myths that scholarly investigators have thoroughly invalidated. Unfortunately, both disinformation and misinformation are very common in the heavily infiltrated alternative media. I believe that RBN listeners are smart enough to recognize the truth when they hear it, and they certainly deserve to hear the truth, and they want to hear the truth. We will take calls in our second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Rodney Martin. He is the director of Worldview Foundations. His website is wvfoundations.org. Welcome, Rodney.
Well, good morning, Deanna, from hot central and southern California. It's been warm. We've had a heat wave out here as well. I think it's just hot all over. Too much hot air blown out of Washington, D.C., trying to, you know, launch another war in the Middle East on behalf of the Jews.
Exactly. You know, Chicago is considered the Windy City, and a lot of people think, oh, it's because they get all that cold breeze off of the lake. No, it's because of the political environment here.
Absolutely. You have a mayor by the name of Rahm Emanuel, and then you have a president by the name of Obama who lives there, who's, Kenya sent their village idiot to live there. And so you just have a lot of hot air there. And there's, of course, California. We have the ultimate, you know, hot air. And out here we have Jerry Brown, who's signing legislation that says boys can have access to girls' showers and restrooms. I mean, it's just a horrible the times we live in right now.
Yikes. When I heard that, I thought, are they nuts? What are they thinking?
Well, they're not thinking. What they're doing is, for years, Deanna, they've said that race is a social construct, and their next move is to say that gender is a social construct. It's whatever you feel at the time, and they're implementing it. And they're implementing it in the public schools. And, of course, you know, we've started a recall effort against the governor, and we're going to take action and send a message that we're just not going to tolerate that. You're not going to experiment on our children.
Unbelievable. That is amazing. All righty.
So it shouldn't surprise anyone.
Pardon me?
It shouldn't surprise anyone. I mean, it should not.
No, of course not.
So,
We've certainly had a lot of premonition, a lot of predictions, a lot of information about what they're going to do, and I think they probably are just laughing up their sleeves and thinking, these dumb people just don't get it. Here, we tell them what we're going to do, we do it, and then we claim we didn't do it.
Well, what they also say, Deanna, these dumb people won't do anything about it, and that's the great tragedy. Is, you know, I've talked to a lot of people, and what's interestingly is when we started this recall effort, the greatest opponents to the recall is the Republican Party, the so-called conservative Republicans, because, you know, they're afraid of being called homophobes or insensitive or all sorts of other names, so they're willing to let their children be served up on the, to let their children be used as lab rats this multicultural radical agenda, because they're afraid of being called names. So, you know, we just will ignore the Republicans, and we're telling, you know, decent people that the Republicans are part of the problem out here.
Oh, well, the Democrats and the Republicans have always served the same masters, and
sure. And
are they just are orchestrated opposition to make the public think that they actually have a choice when there's... No choice at all.
Sure. There are two sides of the same coin. There's no doubt
sure.
about that. You know, if I can take just a couple of minutes, Deanna, before we get into our main topic, I wanted to pay tribute to the passing of Rojas Misch. He passed away at the age of 96, and I got word from Germany the day before it was, you know, broke to the major media, and I posted it. But I think it's quite a hallmark. He died at the ripe old age of 96. I had corresponded with him for a period of nearly 4 years. I had sent him recordings of the old Wunsch concert radio program, which was very popular for old soldiers and Germans of the time. He immensely enjoyed those recordings. He sent me many photographs from his personal collection. I have photographs that are framed in my formal living room in my home that people just, you know, get great enjoyment out of. Pictures that he took at the Berghof and other locations at Wolfschanzer and other. And he signed them, gave me a lot of letters. I have a lot of personal correspondence from him. And I was very sad. I knew that he was ill. He had announced to the public, and then he had sent letters to several people. I had received one. In fact, it's still here on my desk that he had sent a while back, that he was just going to scale back all of his letter writing and autograph signing and such because his health had declined. And so it was not unexpected, but you're never prepared. He never disavowed, unlike you know, a lot of people. He was true. He was loyal to the very end. He sparked controversy in what I still consider occupied Germany. He asked for a memorial to the children of Joseph and Magda Goebbels. He was very critical of von Stauffenberg. I believe I brought this up on your program when we talked about the July 20th plot. He said that Stauffenberg was a traitor because he killed comrades, and we talked about that when we memorialized the soldiers that were killed in that bomb blast. Misch was there at Rastenburg. He wasn't in the conference room. He was at another building, but he witnessed the attempt on July 20th. After his recovery from being shot in the chest in the Polish campaign in 1939, early 1940, he'd been assigned to the SS Beglack Commandos as one of Adolf Hitler's bodyguards, and then also as a telephonist. And he was with Adolf Hitler. It was with his inner circle until Adolf Hitler and his wife ended their lives in the bunker, and he was formally released from his duties by the last chancellor of Germany, Joseph Goebbels. And he tried to make a breakout and was captured by the Soviets and was held by the Soviets in a gulag and tortured unmercifully until 1953. His wife, who he was married to, waited for him to return from Soviet captivity. There's a very touching story that he was put on a train and sent back to Berlin, and then he walked to southern Germany, literally walked home and was walking up the road, and his whole family saw him walking up the road, and they were yelling, Rojas, 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 and his daughter, who had not seen him in some 10 years. Pick it up on the other side. I hear the music.
All righty. At least he escaped arrest by the Mossad, right?
That's true.
All righty. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Rodney Martin. He is the director of Rural View Foundations. His website is wvfoundations.org. Alrighty, so at least he isn't going to go to trial as a war criminal, as so many elderly gentlemen have done.
Yeah, I was surprised that they didn't try to indict him during this recent sweep that they've done. But he was unabashed loyal. He defended Adolf Hitler. And interestingly, he was never a member of the NSDAP. NSDAP membership was not compulsory. But he was extremely loyal to his leader, to his Führer, as he said. He described him as an everyday person, not some Superman, and is not a monster. And he maintained those positions to his dying day. There is an amazing documentary that interviews him and his daughter. His wife passed away several years prior. It's available on YouTube. And interestingly, it was done by an Israeli documentary team because at one time his daughter was married to an Israeli doctor. His daughter and him was estranged for a while, but near the end they reconciled, and I am happy about that because it had broken his heart that his daughter had had been estranged from him. But anyway, he passed away. I think he is probably the last of the truest of the true old soldiers. He was definitely the last of those who were with Hitler at the very end. And I think he was a shining example of Germany that just doesn't exist anymore, and I wanted to pay tribute to him. I can tell you the letters and correspondence that I had with him, I tell you, I really enjoyed them. And he was just a fine, fine gentleman.
That is great.
The topic today, and this again, Deanna, this is another topic that was listener requested. I shared the email. We talked about it when one of your listeners sent this email to me and asked that we discuss the relationship and the role of the Jews in Europe, particularly Germany and Europe prior to the 1930s and the rise of the NSDAP. And it's a great topic because there's a lot of bad information out there regarding the Jews and their role in Europe. I've heard one statement from a prominent individual that says the Jews in Germany were the most assimilated people in Germany and other areas of Europe, and that is just patently false. And so I want to lead into this topic by giving an example of just how well assimilated Jews are, and I want to give an example here in the United States. I was down in Los Angeles just this past weekend to give a lecture on a film at the IHR. And while I was down there, I went to lunch and went out, and there was a rack of various publications. And one of them was none other than what's called the Jewish Journal of Los Angeles. And I'd seen this publication before because I had sent a clipping out of it to Dr. Kevin McDonald. And that clipping was of a seminar that the Jewish community, as we shall say, call it, held at UCLA, in which they talked about the Jewish role in reshaping the racial demographics of California. So, I mean, you have a situation where they are taking pride in their primary objective. We've all seen that famous YouTube clip of Mrs. Lerner Specter talking about that Jews would play a primary role in implementing multiculturalism in Europe and the United States.
Right, well, and she was broadcast. She was living in Sweden at the time, and I had a couple of people from Sweden who were just really against multiculturalism, but they'd never heard of the woman.
Right. Well, I mean, there was an example. Yeah. Well, there was an example. Here was UCLA. They were having and I posted an image of that clipping. I cut it out and sent it to Professor Kevin McDonald. I had actually had a talk with him on my show, and we discussed it. So I picked up this magazine and was looking at it. And here I went through and I said, well, here's examples of what I'm going to talk about on Deanna's show. You know, if Jews were as they purport, they said they were assimilated, they were Germans, or they were Russians, or they were French. And I'm going to talk about some of the other issues, because all of this tied together in Germany and in Russia. You just talk about Germany because they are just incredibly mischievous. But here's an example. Here is one piece in this magazine. An open letter to the Jewish community from your local rabbis on the importance of gene testing. And what this article is essentially saying that the Jewish community should engage in none other than eugenics, Deanna. It is saying that all Jews should engage in genetic and gene testing so as to identify and weed out genetic disease. This is what this article is talking about. And then it's signed by about 40 prominent Los Angeles rabbis. And they've set up a special website, jewishgenetest.com. And it's telling Jews to get gene tested so they can weed out genetic disease. Now, I seem to remember that the National Socialist government was advocating, you know, identifying genetic diseases, and that is portrayed as evil and wicked and horrendous. For them to have done it. But here the Jews have a full page ad. They've set up a website and they're telling all Jews to go get gene tested, to basically identify and to weed out genetic disease.
Isn't the other reason is that they want to distinguish, the Ashkenazis.
Yes,
against
absolutely.
The Sephardic. And when you bring up the fact, about what was going on in Germany, that all began here in this country, and with the genetics, the eugenics work here in this country, and it began here. And Edwin Black has written a very, very thorough book about it, and it's very well documented.
Well, they go a step further. It says, for couples with any degree of Jewish ancestry, a screening for the portion of the 34 potential conditions specific to your Sephardic, Ashkenazi, Persian, or North African Jewish heritage is imperative.
Wow.
Deanne, I'm going to post this article. I mean, they are taking great pride in their genetic composition. Heaven forbid if anybody else does. they're really digging into it. They want everybody to get gene tested. I mean, it's what this is basically, what they're engaging in is racial hygiene. I mean, that's exactly where they're going. And there's several other articles, but I'll go a step further. They segregate themselves. There's numerous articles in here. Their own Jewish schools for Jews only. Of course, they've always done that. That's no big secret. But what you see in here is they separate themselves. They are deeply separated. They are not integrated into the overall community. The comparison I'm making here is: look at the United States. Look at the Jews in the United States. They are not Americans. Look at how ferociously loyal they are to Israel. Now, I'm going to give an example of that. They have no less than 8 articles in here with a special website, which you can join, that says – now, this picture shows a young Jewess in an IDF uniform. Her name is Mian, and it says, thank you, Mian. Please donate to thankisraelisoldiers.org, and we'll send you it's a little red heart pin in which you can thank Israeli soldiers for doing things like bulldozing Palestinian homes, engaging in ethnic genocidal cleansing of Palestinians. Of course, they don't say that in the article. That's my editorial comment. But they have this campaign going with special websites where you can thank an Israeli soldiers for engaging in genocide of the Palestinians and removing them forcefully from their own homes and their own lands. It goes a step further. I'm giving you an example because there is this propaganda that Jews are, that when they were in Europe, they were assimilated. They considered themselves German. They considered themselves French. They considered themselves Russian. And all of this mean anti-Semitism, and they will concede, predated the NSDAP period, was inherently unfair, and that is a bogus argument. Now, here is a unique article. I'll pick it up on the other side of the break because you're going to like this one.
All righty. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor in about 4 minutes.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. And our guest today is Rodney Martin. He is the director of Worldview Foundations. His website is wvfoundations.org.
Anna, now, it's important that, you know, the Jews define the Holocaust survivor, whatever that may be, and the Holocaust period as 1933, specifically January 30th, 1933, which is when Adolf Hitler became Chancellor of Germany, to the end, the cessation of hostilities, May 7th, May 8th, 1945, that whole period of time. They also include a Holocaust survivor as a Jew who left Germany on February 1st, 1933, went to New York and was never even in, who left the day after. They consider that person a Holocaust survivor as well. What a racket.
Right. So, they consider anybody that was ever in any German-occupied land who left before anything ever happened as being a Holocaust survivor. So
that's
that is worth billions of dollars.
That's right. You could have been in France on January the 30th, 1933, when Hitler became chancellor and decided to move to New York to open a go work for a bank in New York, and you were classified as a Holocaust survivor, even though France didn't fall to Germany until some 8-9 years later. I mean, it's absolutely atrocious. But here, this ad in this Jewish publication is even more enlightening. This the headline, the tagline is, "Are you an heir?" Meaning an heir to an estate or, you know, some assets. And it says 60,000 assets of, quote, Holocaust victims were located in Israel and are waiting to be claimed. And there's a picture of what looks to be a bond or a trust note. And it says the Jewish Colonial Trust. Now, this is fascinating, because this goes back to prior to the NSDAP, which is what the listener wanted to talk about, the Jews and their, you know, their chicanery before the NSDAP. Thousands of Jews across Europe invested in the pre-state Israel. Now, Dan, have you ever heard of the pre-state Israel before the Holocaust? These proud Jews believed in the dream of a Jewish state. So they opened bank accounts and bought stocks and bonds and real estate. Many tragically perished at the hands of the Nazis. Their investment did not. 60,000 of these assets have been located by Hashava, the Holocaust Restitution Company of Israel. Hashava is now seeking the rightful heirs, many of whom live in North America. Los Angeles and New York City, I venture to say, is where most of them live. Many of these assets are Jewish Colonial Trust, JCT shares. JCT was founded in 1889 by Herzl and the Zionist movement in order to create a financial instrument for the Zionist enterprise. Indeed, JCT had a critical role in the establishment of the State of Israel. So it's 1889. I want to just set some historical stage for what we're going to talk about. In 1889, this Jewish Zionist movement, Herzl, began setting up and selling stock to people, speculation on the creation of this vassal state, this Jewish enclave that is today they call the State of Israel. They were basically telling people, here, I'm going to issue you a stock certificate. There's a copy of it right here in this publication. You give us money, and that's when they started creating their war chest, which they used to, you know, among other things, eventually engage in terrorist actions, which is blowing up the King David Hotel and things of that nature. And a lot of this information is outlined in an excellent book called The Zionist Attack on White Civilization. It's posted on my, it's available for PDF download and audio version on my website. It's written by an outstanding author like ZCF. He lives in a country that does not protect free speech, does not protect dissidents. And so he wrote it under a pseudonym like ZCF. I posted ZCF's book on my website as well. And he goes by the name Western Voices. And this book, The Zionist Attack on White Civilization, goes into about 120 rebuttals of basically Zionist propaganda that is used to attack Western Christian civilization. And he goes into it. I'm going to cover several of them that are in his book, where we talk about the Jewish influences and the Jewish attacks on Western civilization in Europe, particularly Germany, Russia, and France. But all of this goes back. You can see that the Jews were in Europe selling stocks and bonds to create this thing they called Israel even before it was under British mandate. In 1889, it was part of the Ottoman Empire.
Indeed. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is incredible. Anyway, there's other nonsense in this publication. I mean, I won't even put it in my birdcage. I won't even honor it with that location. But it gives you it gives you an idea, Deanna, that you see that the argument that the Jews come in and that they're great neighbors, they assimilate, they consider themselves part of the, quote, host nation, whatever, you know, that in itself, for them to make that statement, and I've heard Jews make that statement, oh, we're part of the host nation. Now, that betrays what their true thinking is anyway, that for them to use, you know, the host nation. That means that they themselves consider themselves guests. I prefer the term parasite. That betrays their, you know, what they really think anyway. They do not assimilate. they create their own subculture, their own different civilization, and then you know, they are never more than 2% of the population in any state that they occupy. Interestingly, I pulled up statistics as far as world Jewry goes. 42.8% of the world Jews live in the what they call the State of Israel, occupied Palestine. 42.8% lives in occupied Palestine. 42.2% lives in the United States. It's amazing that it's about evenly split, 50-50. You know, the rest of them are scattered in Europe, Canada, very low percentages. And I posted that graph, that chart, as far as where they all live. But the vast majority, it's almost 50-50. As many Jews live in the State of Israel, occupied Palestine, as live in the United States. Almost as many live in the United States as live in the State of Israel. It's
and
incredible.
I think most of them are in New York, and I think New York has a bigger Jewish population than the Israeli state.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I have heard, and I haven't confirmed this yet, but I have actually heard that the Jewish population of New York City is greater than Tel Aviv. But I have not seen that verified yet, but I am going to look into that because I think that would be absolutely fascinating if that would be the case. But interestingly, let me get to the into the topic, you know, what the Jews were doing before the 1930s. They, and I've said this on other shows, Deanna, the Jews have always had, you know, they conspire. They have, they've always had this, desire, and they've always had a plan, I should say a plan, a desire to have their hooks into two European nations. And in the case of Russia, it's a European and Asian nation. They wanted Russia, and they made several attempts to go after Russia, but Germany, they've always had a fetish for. One, Germany had tremendous intellectual power, and it had tremendous industrial power, and it had tremendous military capability. Despite the fact that Britain had this worldwide empire due in large part because of its navy, Germany was one that they really wanted to control as well as Russia. Russia, for its vast resources and for its sheer population, Russia has demonstrated throughout history that you just can't take it down. It has endless amount of peasant, a very low information peasants that it could call up into, you know, first the Imperial Army and then, of course, the Red Army. So they always wanted Russia and they always wanted Germany for a whole lot of different reasons. And they were successful in Russia. And let me give some information on what was taking place in Russia, because it ties in. And the author that I mentioned, Western Voices, on the Zionist attack on white civilization, he ties this all together.
And who's the author of that?
He goes by Western Voices. He's like CCF. He's in a country.
Oh, okay. You said that. I'm going to refer
to him as Western Voices because like CCF, he's in a country that would come the mere publication of this book would get him in trouble. The thought police would come knocking on his door. But just in historical context, just going up prior to the successful Bolshevik Revolution, which was, you know, they had made several attempts. You know, they had assassinated prior Russian monarchs. They had tried to assassinate prior Russian monarchs. But the vast majority of the what we would call Russia's leftist of course, I use the word anarchy. When I hear anarchist, when you hear a court historian say, well, anarchists killed the Archduke Franz Ferdinand in Sarajevo. Anarchists killed the prior Russian czars and made the, you know, stirred up the revolution, the unsuccessful revolution in 1905. That's incorrect. Those were leftists, and those were Jews, and they were the you know, what you would call communists. Pick it up on the side of the break.
All righty. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Rodney Martin. He is the director of Worldview Foundations. That website is WV as in Victor, foundations.org.
Where I was talking about before the break is that the all of the what you would call the anti-czarist, which they sometimes they would mask themselves as anarchist, leftist, whatever, they were all dominated by Jews. Deanna, that's a historical it's a historical fact. And that leads me back to Western Voices' outstanding book. And he talks about how the Jews, and we talked about this before, they would infiltrate institutions and have their little hands on the levers of power. And Interestingly, there was a great comment that Western Voices puts in his book and talks about in 1905 when they in the first attempted communist revolution. When they it was disguised as a peaceful protest at the Tsar's palace. It was actually an attempted communist revolution, and the Tsar put it down. And what happened was a lot of those communist revolutionaries, where did they run to? They took off, and they went through Poland, went right through Warsaw, and they ended up in Germany, a lot of those communist revolutionaries. And that was a mistake. They all held up, you know, in Germany. And Germany gave them refuge for whatever reason. They were given refuge in Germany after that 1905 failed revolution against the Tsar. So you had these communist Jews hold up in Germany. And, of course, there was a lot of Jews in Imperial Germany at that time. And, you know, they had set up their parallel state like they did here in the United States. And they began, you know, agitating this this powder keg that was developing in Europe from 1905 up to the what became, you know, the start of World War One. You had this so-called anarchist that kills the Archduke, Franz Ferdinand. You know, that was Jewish inspired, and that set off this whole set of alliances. You had Russia mobilize against Austria. Austria had an alliance with Germany, but all of that was aimed at one specific goal, and it's brought out very succinctly in Western Voices' book. We've talked about it peripherally on your show. The Jews wanted two things. They wanted Germany. They wanted Russia. If they can use Germany to take down the Tsar, and in so doing, sow the seeds of instability in Germany, in Imperial Germany, which they did, by the way, they could accomplish their task. They had infiltrated all of the trade unions. The Social Democratic Party was all but Jewish anyway. So what you had happen was they got their wish. They had, you know, the Germans mobilized against Russia. France had an alliance with the you know, with the Russians, so France mobilizes. Britain initially wasn't too sure about joining World War One. That came a little bit later. People seem to think that France and Britain immediately, you know, mobilized and was going to declare war against Germany. Britain did not declare war and get involved in World War One initially. They came a little bit later. But you had this Jewish conspiracy, and again, Western Voices' book lays this out succinctly. The Jews instigated this powder keg of alliances to get the Germans to knock out the Tsarist Russia because they could not ferment a revolution inside Russia itself. It didn't work. The 1901 revolution failed. Why? Because Lenin and the communist Bolsheviks knew that they lacked popular support. Russia was overwhelmingly Orthodox Christian. It was conservative. As a matter of fact, Jews were even forbidden. They were even forbidden to live outside of larger cities in Western Russia. They weren't even allowed to live in some of the, what we would call the rural areas. They had restrictions on where they could live. That was the environment, that was Tsarist Russia. That was, you know, I wish we had that type of, I wish we could impose those type of restrictions and then eventually kick them out all together.
Right. So now they had the Pale of Settlement.
There you go.
And that constituted about 20% of Russia, as far as mileage, you know, the square mileage and whatnot. And then there were some that got a higher education because of the concessions that the Tsar made. And then they kind of just snuck into the big cities, Moscow and other places.
Right.
And then they started their shenanigans.
That's right. Because you have a situation where the Tsar kept them. You know, they kept an eye on them. I mean, they were controlled. They were absolutely controlled. And then after 1905, you had their revolutionaries all fled. They went to Germany. And, you know, how they gained access and went into Germany, that is just, that was a horrific consequence for the Germans because they went right to work. They went right to work with their network. You know, they instigated that. They were behind the assassination of the Archduke. You had all of these treaties, self defense treaties, and their whole objective was to get the Imperial German Army to knock out the Tsar, knock out the Bolshevik, not the Bolshevik, but knock out the Imperial regime in Russia. And it worked. It was masterful. It was masterful. They basically wore down the two Imperial, the Tsar's regime collapsed on the battlefield. And while they were collapsing on the battlefield, they started their revolutionary tactics inside of Russia. And if you look what was happening in Germany, it was almost a mirror image, Deanna. They went right to work sowing the seeds of dissent in the German factories. But it was a little tougher in Germany because of the discipline and the patriotism of the Germans. It was a little tougher. It didn't have quite the same effect in Germany until very, very, very late in the war. And of course, the effects of the British blockade and such. And then, of course, what really sealed the deal. And we talked about this on your show. Was the Bellflower Declaration, when the British basically said, "Oh, we're going to give you what you've been wanting since 1889. We'll give you Palestine." Then you had the Jewish war supply minister in Germany. All of a sudden, he's telling the Imperial General Staff, "We have a shortage of supplies in 1918." And this is a time when the Germans launched the last major offensive. The last major offensive in 1918 was launched by the Imperial German Army. They had already knocked Imperial Russia out of the war. They had signed the Treaty of Brest-Litovsk. They had transferred divisions from east to west, and they had driven to within about 17 miles of Paris. Then all of a sudden, you had two key events. You had the Jewish war. You had the Bellflower Declaration, where the British said, "We'll give the Jews Palestine," and you had the Jewish supply minister for the Imperial Germany say, "We have no supplies to send the Imperial Army." That was the end. That was the absolute end. And then, of course, after the war, we heard from President von Hindenburg that two British generals told him that the German army had been stabbed in the back by Jews, and he named those two British generals. So the fact is that the Jews had been a problem in Europe prior to the NSDAP, and the fact is that Hitler had been aware of this, and other Germans had been aware of this. And let me read a quote. And this is going to be interesting. This was a German Reichstag deputy in 1895. And there had been an influx of Eastern European Jews had been pouring in even before the 1905 Russian aborted communist revolution. There had been an influx of Eastern European Jews. And, of course, they had an illegal immigration problem. They had an immigration problem. And, of course, they would get in there and they would marry German Jews. And anyway, this is what this Reichstag deputy, Hermann Alvart, said on the floor of the Reichstag in 1895. He says, quote, "The Jew is no German. If you say that Jew is born in Germany, has obeyed German laws, and has even become a soldier, has fulfilled all his duties, has paid his taxes too, then all of that is not decisive for nationality anyway. But only the race of which he was born is decisive to him and to Germany." They caused tremendous problems, even in Imperial Germany. They were engaging the same types of chicanery in Imperial Germany they did in Weimar. Continue.
Amazing. All righty, we are going to our top of the hour, it's not 60 seconds anymore, the top of the hour 6-minute break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned.
John Stead.